2, In Plain Sight, Jeremy from Kentucky, here on Republic Broadcasting Network on your Memorial Day, remembering the fallen. And go to republicbroadcasting.org and smash that donate button, send much-needed fundage to keep free speech alive. Remember, speech is expensive, but that mug and that t-shirt is free if you purchase $115 worth of free speech. Also, check out our chat site, inplainsight.chitango.com, site spelled S-I-T-E. And broadcasting to you on a recorded show for Memorial Day, because I've got to hit the road here pretty soon and pick up Zyklon T. He's partying down at Paris Landing in Tennessee, and going to have to get him back for summer school tomorrow. Anyway, like I said, this is Memorial Day, regardless of what you feel about all of America's wars. And I don't feel that we've fought a just war since the Civil War. But war between the states, war of aggression, also known as that. But we have to honor our fallen heroes, our men and women who, in their minds, were fighting for this country, and in some cases they were. But they should not be forgotten, and that's what this day is all about. Memorial Day 2021. I'm sure some of you have relatives that have fallen. We don't want to disgrace their memories in the least. We want to remember them as you cook out your burgers and your brats and you get together with friends and family. Just remember that even though she's very tarnished, we live in the greatest country ever in the history of mankind. It could be great again if we the people come together. So with that in mind, I do want to cover an article, a very apt article for Memorial Day. And this is about a Congressional Medal of Honor recipient. This is on the IsraeliPalestinianNews.org. Betrayal of a great man by the Congressional Medal of Honor Society, by Allison Weir, May 31st, 2021. Someone at the Congressional Medal Honor of Society, has chosen to perpetuate a cover-up about Israel's attack on a U.S. Navy ship, thereby dishonoring a heroic recipient of the Medal of Honor and causing a stain on the society. And this particular article is by Dick Callahan. A tribute for Memorial Day. I don't use the word hero lightly. If you don't either, you might ask how a rank-and-file sinner like me presumes to call out a society that, however you feel about war, is made up of heroes. A small, astonishing society where each and every member embodies character, selflessness, initiative, endurance, tenacity, and courage in the face of death. This society, proven by feats of arms at the limits of what's humanly possible, wears our country's coveted Congressional Medal of Honor. Yes, heroes, but there's a stain on the society. No one else is calling them out. They've got it coming, so I'll do it. So there. In betraying one of its own, the Congressional Medal of Honor Society, which was chartered by Congress in 1958, aids and abets the most disgraceful cover-up in American military history. For those unfamiliar with the list of Medal of Honor Society recipients, let me say, I could stop right here, and those people who are familiar with that list know exactly which recipient I'm talking about. No further clues are needed. As of May 2021, there are a total of 3,508 recipients of this medal. Their stories on the Society's website, especially the ones dating from today back to the mid-1900s, follow a particular format, including the recipient's name, a birth date, a home state where the award was presented, who presented it, and a copy of the official award citation. Those citations also follow a format. It's tradition for the President of the United States to award living recipients of the Medal of Honor in a ceremony at the White House. Just 15 Navy men and one from the Naval Reserve have earned the medal during what they call the Vietnam era. Six were awarded the medal posthumously, having died of their wounds in battle. All 10 who lived were awarded their medal by the President of the United States, except one. All their citations name the enemy attackers, except one. All their citations name the country where the fight took place, except for one. All their citations give the precise location within the country, except for one. All their citations give the known strength of the enemy force, except one. And all the citations give very specific details of the fight, except for one. That one exception, Captain William L. McGonagall, along with his crew, was threatened with court-martial and imprisonment, or worse, if they exposed what happened on June 8th through 9th, 1967, when Israel attacked McGonagall's ship, the USS Liberty. Yeah, you read that right, Israel. Now observe the picture of Captain McGonagall from the Congressional Medal of Honor Society website. What does it say? Quote, Vietnam, unquote. In fact, Vietnam appears with bold letters in three different places on McGonagall's memorial page. International waters also appears three times. Geographically, this is like awarding a medal for heroism at Gettysburg and claiming it was for a different war with unnamed opponents in a battle that was fought in international waters off Spain. At the very end of the page, where no one looks, there's a little colored box with an image of the medal and in little yellow letters, Eastern Mediterranean. Next, observe part of Captain McGonagall's Medal of Honor citation, which is fully cited and following. Quote, attacked without warning by a jet fighter, aircraft and motor torpedo boats, which inflicted many casualties among the crew and caused extreme damage to the ship, unquote. There you have it. Unique among the other recipients, they don't say who the attacker was at all. Nowhere. Attacked by a jet, singular. The USS Liberty, an unarmed intelligence gathering ship, was attacked by multiple Israeli jet fighters and three Israeli torpedo boats on a clear, calm day with unlimited visibility. The jets napalmed our servicemen who had been sunbathing on the deck, strafed the decks, jammed the emergency distress signals, blasted hundreds of holes in her, killed 34 sailors and Marines, wounded 172. Through superb seamanship, Captain McGonagall dodged four torpedoes with his burning ship before a fifth blew a hole in her at the waterline that was bigger than a school bus. Even then, under McGonagall, the officers and crew fought to save the vessel while Israeli gunners shot at our sailors, lowering life rafts in case the ship rolled. To be clear, the Liberty had been ordered, without an armed escort, to monitor the war Israel started with air attacks against Egypt on June 5th. She was the most sophisticated, easily identifiable ship in the Mediterranean, carrying a massive antenna array, further identified by her lines, paint job, 5-foot-tall letters on the bow and stern, and flying an American flag. To this day, the Israelis claim that they mistook the Liberty for a 1920s-era Egyptian horse carrier, a quarter of its tonnage called the El Kaiser. To its shame, the same Congress that's the namesake of the Medal of Honor has never held a real investigation of the Liberty attack. To his credit, Admiral Thomas Moorer, the Chief of Naval Operations in 1967 and later Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, never forgot the USS Liberty. He formed a private commission of investigation. Their report is in the Congressional Record, and it's a damning one. Their conclusion was that the attack was deliberate. Among a mountain of evidence is an American spy plane recording of an Israeli military pilot identifying the Liberty as an American naval ship multiple times and being ordered to hit it anyway. There are other recordings, but they remain classified, top secret, 54 years later. While under attack, which lasted hours, the Liberty got a distress call out to the 6th Fleet because the Israelis had to stop jamming during strafing runs. Immediately, the 6th Fleet launched jets to assist our people. But President Lyndon Baines Johnson ordered those jets to return to their carriers without helping the Liberty. The fleet admirals, not believing that they were to abandon their shipmates, launched a second wave. Johnson ordered them back a second time. Not only that, Johnson, in Washington, D.C., apparently knew the attackers were bombing the Liberty. He knew that the attackers were Israelis before even Captain McGonagall did. After Israel failed to sink the ship, it was towed to Malta. As part of the cover-up, traumatized sailors were put to work removing corpses and body parts that had been fermenting in the Mediterranean sun behind watertight doors. Local repair crews worked around the clock patching all the hulls. They repainted the whole ship in a few days. Then it was brought to the U.S. where the press could take pictures of a ship that looked pretty good, though inside it was an empty tomb. She was sidelined, decommissioned the following year, and eventually sold for scrap. What our sailors and Marines did in June 1967 is as epic as anything in the archives of the Congressional Medal of Honor Society. Moreover, Captain McGonagall's actions had further reaching consequences for our country than any other Medal of Honor recipient. Except for him, this could be a very different world today. If the Liberty had gone to the bottom with no survivors, the blame would have been fixed on Egypt and its Russian backers. America would have been in a disastrous war, probably involving Russia, which also had naval presence nearby. At the same time, hundreds of thousands of our troops were mired in Vietnam. In 1968, Captain William Lorne McGonagall was presented with the nation's highest military award by the Secretary of the Navy in a secret ceremony at the Washington Navy Yard. Small wonder he wasn't invited to the White House. I believe Johnson wasn't man enough to face him. The Congressional Medal of Honor Society page for Captain McGonagall is not in keeping with the dignity or mission of the society. Instead, it reads like it was crafted by an Israeli propagandist. Infamous, not for what it contains, but for what it leaves out. The only thing worse could be if it were changed to the, quote, "this was a tragic accident," unquote, narrative. No one ever won the Congressional Medal of Honor by that sort of half-stepping equivocation. First among those who say the attack on the USS Liberty was deliberate is the captain of the ship who broke his silence in a ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery 30 years to the day after the attack. Believe him or believe the Israeli attackers. For myself, it's no contest. I'm with the Congressional Medal of Honor recipient. I request the society erase this one stain by setting this man's page right. With the same direct determination they showed in winning their own medals. Meanwhile, here's to Captain McGonagall Fair winds and following seas, we remember you with gratitude. Here's cheers to you. These are my words, Captain McGonagall, for your bravery in the face of the treacherous attack on your vessel, for your service to America, and for being forgotten for your specific deeds and everything that you did to keep that ship from sinking, to avoid a possible world war. All of this is remembered by myself here on In Plain Sight and by those of us great American patriots here on RBN. Salute to you, sir. I raise my martini glass. So like I said, on this Memorial Day, May 31st, 2021, let's remember all of the brave sailors who lost their lives on the USS Liberty. Like I said, all of our military we should honor, even though they were put in positions where they were fighting unjust wars. But these particular military that died on the Liberty, and this particular captain who kept the ship afloat, perhaps that's what you should make the focus of your day, since you all know the truth and you can handle the truth. Anyway, I thought that was a very, very good article, very apt for today as we celebrate this great country's fallen. And all of the ones also who are fallen to go to war for a foreign country that has nothing to do with America. Back on the national front, TheGuardian.com, four more Oath Keepers are indicted for participating in the Capitol attack. That's what's coming up on In Plain Sight here. Also, on the heels of this, a Texas sheriff has foiled the plans for the feds to attack a Walmart under the federally controlled satanic group known as Adam Waffen. So if you're not familiar, Adam Waffen, also known as The Base, is a satanic group controlled by the FBI. The leader of this particular The Base, Adam Waffen, was identified last year as a former CIA agent. And apparently they're active again in trying to shoot up a Texas Walmart. We're going to cover this and many more articles on the other side of the break here on In Plain Sight.
I'm alone. Skin, yeah, chill me to the bone.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You turned and you ran. Oh, yeah. Wolves lived right from my hands. Yeah, blue on black, tears on a river, push on a shove.
Welcome back to In Plain Sight, Memorial Day edition. And from ABC News, a Texas man was arrested Friday after law enforcement intercepted a message indicating that he was planning to proceed with a mass shooting at Walmart, police said. Coleman Thomas Belevins, age 28, of Kerrville, was arrested by the KCSO, Special Operations Division, in the 1000th block of Junction Highway on Friday, May 28th, on a warrant for a terroristic threat to create a public fear of serious bodily injury. Supporting the arrest were the DPS, CID, FBI, the Kerrville Police Department Patrol Division, and U.S. Secret Service. The Kerr County Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook statement on Sunday night, during the investigation, KCSO investigators spoke with Blevins and confirmed his affiliation and networking with an extremist ideologies, the statement read. On Thursday, the KCSO Special Operations Division intercepted a message indicating that Blevins was, quote, preparing to proceed with a mass shooting, unquote. Officials said, adding that the message Blevins made a specific threat that included Walmart. With the help of the FBI, KCSO investigators said they confirmed Blevins' capability of following through with the threat and moved immediately to arrest him. After the arrest, investigators executed a search warrant at Blevins' home where they found firearms, ammunition, electronic evidence, concentrated THC, and radical ideology paraphernalia, including books, flags, and handwritten documents. Reading from the Stormer, which is covering this article, none of the big national outlets that I can find are showing an image of the radical ideology paraphernalia, but it was shown in local news, and here's the image. And you can see the Adam Waffen satanic flag. You can see a radical Muslim flag written in Arabic. It's a mix of white supremacist materials with Islamic radical materials, with an Adam Waffen logo on the t-shirt at the left. Quoting from the Stormer, that is Adam Waffen / The Base, a group that we've reported on extensively, and which is run by a former CIA agent who currently has an active cage code for private intelligence contracting. That isn't speculative. It was reported in The Guardian, and it was confirmed, and the guy admitted it. The Stormer had reported on the group even before it was publicly exposed as an intelligence operation, showing that they were not actually white nationalists, but instead they were a satanic cult that promotes all forms of radicalism to try to create violence, which they believe will give them satanic powers. Yes, this is actually what they believe. Quoting Anglin, he said, I have predicted recently that the feds would use this group to do some kind of white supremacist terrorist attack. To be fair, I've always predicted that would happen, but I've recently predicted it again, just 2 days before this man was arrested. This comes after Vice News reported that the FBI was allowing the group to continue recruiting. Yes, the neo-Nazi group called The Base, known as Adam Waffen, is recruiting again despite the FBI taking it down. Back to the Stormer article. Why is this group allowed to recruit? Why doesn't the FBI stop them from recruiting? The media labels me as far right, blah blah blah, but I've always called for this group to be shut down. There are entire leaks of Discord chats showing these people planning terrorism, and the FBI did nothing, despite the fact that there were at least 5 to 7 deaths linked to the group. The FBI does not admit to outright running the group, and apparently claims or implies that the former CIA agent, who does run it, has gone rogue. There has been no investigation as to why he has an active cage code if he is running a terrorist group. The FBI admits that this group is filled with informants and published one story about how an informant infiltrated a goat sacrifice. So the only reason the FBI would allow this group to continue operating, even if they didn't directly run it, is because they want them to commit terrorist attacks. And so to summarize the article, it is theorized that this sheriff in Texas thwarted this possible FBI-sanctioned act of terrorism that almost happened, and this sheriff thwarted it, most likely to the chagrin of the FBI. Back on the other side with more.
Since you've been gone, there's something I wanna say. No one taking your place since you've been gone.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Memory, your lamplight is burning hose. Recover the day.
And we are back in plain sight, Jeremy from Kentucky, on your Memorial Day 2021. Quoting from the Daily Stormer article, Fed Patsy, Adam Waffen lunatic arrested in Texas for planning to shoot up a Walmart. And we covered how that the FBI is in on all of this, most likely, and that this local sheriff in Texas thwarted this terrorist attack. Back to the Stormer article, they can't get actual normal white people to do terrorism. What they can do is lump normal white people in with the white supremacy and then get Satanists to use white supremacy symbols and do mass shootings. They can come out afterwards with a crackdown on white people. Adam Waffen / the base, they have different names, is the elephant in the room when it comes to all of this talk about extremism. They are a group that the feds have specifically groomed to commit terrorist attacks using a bizarre satanic ideology that is designed to appeal to the most disenfranchised, alienated, and mentally ill young people in the country. The best part is, according to the ideology of this group, it is good for them to work for the feds because the feds can't stop them from getting satanic powers. I've listened to one of the former leaders, who is actually just a Fed shill, say that he would happily take money from the feds because that would help his agenda. Frankly, people should call a local politician and ask them why the FBI is allowing this group to operate. Despite the fact that they are openly planning terrorism, it should not make sense to any normal person that this is allowed, no matter how much of a true believer you are in the moral purity of our intelligence services. Allowing a satanic death cult terrorist group to operate and to recruit with impunity should not and cannot make sense. If you're in Texas where this happened, you should call local politicians and ask them what they're doing to stop the FBI from recruiting terrorists. Ask them why this group is allowed to operate. Furthermore, Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene should be pressured into coming out against this. And good for the Kerr County Sheriff, Larry Letha, for making this arrest happen. It should remind us that not all but most, is true about the cops. I'm sure that this man, this sheriff, faced FBI pressure to allow this lunatic to continue planning his attack. Remember that with Nicholas Cruz, the Stoneman Douglas High School shooter, the local authorities were constantly calling the FBI and they wouldn't do anything. This sheriff made the arrest happen. And this case of an actual arrest should serve as a clear warning. The FBI is continuing to use this group to attempt to cause terrorist attacks in the U.S. I hope that some show host, Tucker Carlson preferably, interviews the sheriff and asks him what he had to do to go get the feds to cooperate in this arrest. I'm sure it was like pulling teeth, and that had to have made him question exactly what's going on. Right now, we're just sitting here watching the FBI plan these attacks using this group, and no one's doing anything to stop it, presumably because no one can believe that the FBI would be running a satanic death cult and using it to commit terrorist attacks in order to justify a crackdown on white people. Honestly, it would also help a lot if Alex Jones was on this topic. I know some of you have lines to Alex, Rex, Owen, etc. This is the kind of thing he talks about, and this event happened in Texas, and he still does have a wide reach. Alex should be talking about this because he's the first person they're going to arrest when they do the terrorist attack and form the narrative that right-wing media is responsible. Tucker is also going to get dragged into this, frankly. The plan is to use this group to justify a 9/11-style crackdown. And my comments here, exactly the case, as you see the Adam Waffen, quote, white supremacist, unquote, paraphernalia in this guy's room right next to Islamic extremist flags and literature, so that we get this thing from the Patriot Act where it was to target Islamic extremist, now it's going to be used to target, quote, white nationalist, white supremacist, extremist in America, unquote. Anyone, back to Anglin's article. Everyone on the right needs to be talking about this right now. This is the only issue that even matters. If the feds get away with using this group for mass casualty event, the beast will be totally unleashed on the population. In a perfect world, leftists would also be covering this, but unfortunately it doesn't fit into their narrative, so I won't hold my breath on that one. There may not be any way to stop the feds from doing this. I would think that if enough people were talking about it, they would call it off, but maybe not. However, the more people that know about it before it happens, the more people will press back when it does happen. Update. The New York Post has run neo-Nazi in their headline on this story. New York Post says, quote, Texas neo-Nazi arrested for planning mass shooting at Walmart cops, unquote. However, if you've read the article, they based that headline entirely on the photograph of the materials found in this man's room. There has been no statement from local or federal authorities commenting on the nature of his extremist connections or the ideological materials in his possession. There you have it, our very own FBI. In COINTELPRO fashion, is planning to frame ordinary white American patriots as some sort of right-wing terrorist group. So we're just one news article away from that happening, just one attack away. Oath Keepers, though, totally not feds, right? Four more Oath Keepers are arrested in relation to the January 6th incident. I guess you could call it a protest that turned bad. However, we know at January 6th that there were a lot of, amongst the over 1 million regular patriots that were there, there were a lot of agent provocateurs that led people into the Capitol. But among the protesters there, among the provocateurs in question, you had the Proud Boys, run by a Fed. And you also had the Oath Keepers, also run by a Fed. And now four more of them have been arrested. And this is according to TheGuardian.com, four more Oath Keepers indicted for participating in the Capitol attack. Four additional members of the Oath Keepers, a far-right militia group that took part in the storming of the U.S. Capitol on 6th January, have been indicted for participating in the event. Court documents unsealed on Sunday, that would be yesterday, named three individuals living in Florida: Joseph Hackett, 51, of Sarasota; Jason Dolan, 44, of Wellington; and William Isaacs, 21, of Kissimmee. The three appeared last Thursday before U.S. magistrates in Tampa, West Palm Beach, and Orlando. A fourth person, name was hidden. So the fourth one we don't know the name of. Just got bombarded with all kinds of ads in this article. All right. The four new defendants are charged with conspiring to obstruct Congress's confirmation of the 2020 presidential election results in a joint session of Congress that was interrupted by the attack on the Capitol by a pro-Trump mob. Five deaths were ultimately linked to the attack. The four Oath Keepers are each accused of forcing entry through the Capitol's east rotunda doors after marching up the steps wearing combat uniforms, tactical vests, helmets, and Oath Keepers insignia. In my comments here, we did indeed have people there on the site that witnessed people dressed in military garb, black fatigues, BDUs, whatever you want to call them. This new indictment is part of a larger criminal conspiracy case that now includes 19 members of the far-right group. Members previously charged in the government's case have pled not guilty. According to prosecutors, members of the group attended a 9th November meeting during which the Oath Keepers founder, Stuart Rhodes, referred to in government documents as Person 1, described the attack as an insurrection. By the way, Stuart Rhodes is the Fed, just to let you know. Quoting Rhodes, he said, "We're going to be posted outside D.C. awaiting the president's orders. We want him to declare an insurrection," according to the documents. Prosecutors say that the Oath Keepers is a loose federation of militia groups that targets law enforcement and military members for recruitment and promotes a totalitarian vision of the government that its members believes represents a threat to American citizens. My comments here, just to put this in perspective, Stuart Rhodes, the Fed, who leads this group, just openly said he is waiting for Trump to declare an insurrection. So you can see how dangerous this game is. Just anybody can start a group, and they can be paid by the feds, and they can say, well, we're waiting on this, or we're waiting on that. This just proves even more solidly that this entire January 6th incident was a setup. Okay? And it's going to lump in all of the regular militia in with that. So states that, according to the Second Amendment, states that form a well-regulated militia to defend the Constitution, they can be lumped into that. Furthermore, as this group says they try to recruit military and police, the military and police can be indicted into this. And that's why you see a crackdown on anybody in the military or the police in America that holds far-right views. So going back to the Guardian article, prosecutors say the Oath Keepers is a loose federal federation group of militia leaders. I read that one, so going to the next paragraph. Rhodes, who has not been charged. That's interesting, isn't it? Stuart Rhodes, the leader of this organization, who we pretty much know as a Fed, has not been charged. Interesting. He has claimed that the government is trying to build the action of a few members into an alleged organization conspiracy. "I may go to jail soon," Rhodes said. "Not for anything I actually did, but for made-up crimes," Rhodes told the Republicans, Texas Republicans in March, according to a Washington Post article. The new indictment alleges that Rhodes began developing plans to keep Donald Trump in office by force 6 days after the presidential vote. During an online meeting on November 9th, prosecutors claim that he told some of the oath keepers now under indictment that, quote, "We want Trump to declare an insurrection and to call us up as the militia," unquote, Rhodes allegedly stated. So there you have it. More federal action in this form of the Oath Keepers. And I'm sure we'll hear more from the Proud Boys. And you can see the narrative building, can't you? Militia groups, members of the police, that should be defunded, by the way, members of the military, are all in on this white terrorist agenda. They're not going to take us on in army style. It's not going to be our troops and their troops fighting for the Constitution. It's going to be individual Americans targeted. FBI shows up at their house, does illegal searches, and charges them with some malarkey. And that's what you're going to see. This would explain the sudden push for gun control and some of these astroturf shootings that have been taking place. The latest one in Miami, I'm sure you've heard of the shooting in Miami. Also, this article covered by the Daily Stormer. No one arrested in Miami mass shooting as Jews call for gun control and drop the story. Anglin quotes from CBS Miami, not CSI Miami, which was kind of a cheesy show, but CBS Miami, quote, "Miami-Dade police believe a mass shooting outside a banquet hall where a concert was taking place on Sunday was not random. Cell phone video shows the chaotic moments after the bullets stopped flying outside El Mula Banquet Hall near Northwest 67th Avenue on Miami Gardens Drive. Two people were killed and up to 25 people were injured. Three of the injured were in critical condition. During the concert, patrons were standing outside of the business when a white SUV pulled up with three subjects. They stepped out of the vehicle with assault rifles and handguns and began shooting indiscriminately into the crowd, of which we believe is a targeted act of gun violence," explained Miami-Dade Police Director Freddie Ramirez. A senior law enforcement source told CBS 4 News that the gunman sat in a white Nissan Pathfinder SUV in the parking lot for up to 40 minutes, appearing to wait for the concert to end. Rapper Spitta was performing a flyer for the event, said that it was an album release party. So this is a rap concert. Fopac also took the stage. Investigators believe that one of the rappers was hit in the ankle. Investigators are still searching for a motive and are reviewing the social media accounts for the two rappers to see if they were engaged in any feuds or threats that might shed light on who was responsible. "This is a despicable act of gun violence, a cowardly act," Director Ramirez said. "This type of gun violence has to stop. Every weekend, it's the same thing. This is targeted. This is definitely not random." Sources told CBS 4 that not only did the three gunmen open fire, but the people in the crowd fired back. Wow, people were rolling dirty at this this rap concert. Okay, police found at least 100 rounds. Angelica Green's son and nephew were hit, caught in the crossfire. He said that some guys came from three guys that they noticed with hoodies and started shooting up the area for whatever reason. The reward for these shooters was increased to $100,000 when Camping World CEO Marcus Lemoyne's pledged to help his hometown. So my analysis here, gun control. And it's just going to be another thing that they're going to use to justify the big gun grab that's coming soon to a municipality or city or town near you. So get ready for that. More on the other side of the break here on In Plain Sight.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Welcome back to In Plain Sight, last segment on your Memorial Day. And today we have a very special birthday boy out there. Can you figure out who it is? You've seen him a lot in movies. An American icon.
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire six shots or only five? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But Ian, this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Yes, that's right. Clint Eastwood, 91 years old. And I was exposed to Clint Eastwood at a very early age. I don't know a lot about the dude personally. I don't know what his political views are, but his movies are based. And that was the first movie that I ever saw as a young child. My dad and I watched it together, Dirty Harry. The infamous scene where he busts up the bank robbery and last dude left alive is about to reach for that shotgun. And Dirty Harry calls him out. Did I fire six or only five? Anyway, happy birthday, Clint. As we celebrate this Memorial
Day. It's time for
some
strict...
whoa, I don't know what that was, as we celebrate this Memorial Day and we get on through to the end of it, I don't know, just a little bit of something to make it fun for you. The spaghetti westerns, those were the second thing I ever saw was Good, Bad, and the Ugly. And then, you know, I was hooked, and Dad and I had to sit down and watch all the Dirty Harry movies so that I could, you know, get up on my Clint Eastwood. Also, Chuck Norris was a big thing when I was a kid, watching all of the Chuck Norris movies, the action and everything. Man, you couldn't beat it. And they just don't make movies like that today. So,
go ahead. Make my day.
My day is made. Happy birthday, Clint. And hopefully many more. Make some more cool movies if you're not too old. And this will be all of the show today on In Plain Sight. Hope you guys have a great Memorial Day. And we'll be back tomorrow night with the dynamic duo on In Plain Sight. Here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Go ahead, tune in. Make our day.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.